Lovely Ellie Cupper, MP. Very good morning to you, Ellie. How are you this morning?
Hey, Matt. Good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Excited for today because it is June 1, which means pubs, restaurants and cafes can reopen with up to 20 people. I'm excited.
I'm excited too. It's been a long time coming. Hey, it's kind of like an extended Good Friday, or you know, where everything shuts on a Good Friday, and it's like Good Friday or Christmas Day or something has been extended for months. So who would have thought we could endure this, but we have, and we're all going to be, customers are going to be rewarded by being able to go back to our favourite cafes and pubs and restaurants. But most importantly, you know, we can get our casual staff and our, you know, amazing waiters and waitresses and, you know, baristas all back in business.
The other thing you're excited about, because it's the first time since February, you're going back to Parliament.
I know. How good is that? I sound like FOMO. How good is Parliament, Matt? It's really exciting because of the COVID shutdown, numbers in Parliament have been capped. I think we're allowed to have two independents in the chamber at any one time for this sitting, but earlier the advice was it was going to be only one. You know, it's great to be going back. Parliament is where you can really have that direct audience with those key decision makers. I'm going to be raising air conditioning in public housing, which we need in Mildura and our region, and Mildura South Sporting Precinct, and some issues about water. So I'm rapt to be going back.
And, of course, Reconciliation Week this week too, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, Reconciliation Week. So Sorry Day was last week. From memory, I think it was on Tuesday, and then Sorry Day turns into Reconciliation Week, and a really important time, I think, to realise how simple things can make a big difference. If we can just accept the past and acknowledge the past, that does immense things for healing. It costs us nothing, and it can really help us move forward as a country.
Always good to catch up with you, Ellie. Thank you so much for your time this morning. We'll catch up again next Monday at Triple M.